Don't make any noise before the show. Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude, problem, all good, it'll make the shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you can do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and only eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard. Knowing you, weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done.
Whoa,
where I love her too, but you take that away. You always been the one, one. I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife.
How they hold her down?
Why you wanna have no sex? Why you wanna protest? Why you wanna fight for your right? Cause you don't love them boys. Pussy run anything, fuck that noise. I know things get hard.
Okay, I don't know why that song is so funny to me, but it was hilarious. Okay.
I would just like to say to AMC, I am not a happy camper. I've been waiting to get home all day so I could play me some Walking Dead, and this motherfucker is down. Oh, no, there it is. Okay.
She's good now. It's a...
No, I want it. Only thing.
August 9th, 2008.
She's trying. Zip it.
I'm trying to be, you know, all professional. It's not...
Well, your mic's doing that thing again.
Son of a bitch.
Hello, people. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to try to do the intro, but apparently my mic goes, blah, 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 so... Okay.
I'm going to have to hold it.
It's August 9th, 2012, and it's Thursday. So that means it's time for our, you know, rough and raw show, and man, I suck today. I'll try to calm down. I've had a whole box of Gushers and, like, three sodas, so I'm a little hyper. I'm Snow White. You know, I'm always good to go. And we also have Corey / Gamanatrix up in the hizzle. Hi.
I love you, Shane.
All right. So, Shane, she loves you. And we also have Ginger Rock.
Wait. Are we talking Pixel Shane?
Oh, hey. No, but I was talking about Shane from The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's hot, too. Hey there. So,
Shane,
how you doing?
Hot.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Ginger! What?
Get your girl.
She caught the snow. That's what happened to her.
I didn't do nothing.
You caught the snow. She got it.
No, I got yogurts, what I got.
Oh, son of a fucking... Oh, I'm
sorry.
And
then we also have Master Blaster up in the hizzle for a little dash of testosterone.
A dash, whatever.
Dash.
I'm like a buffet of testosterone. I mean, every 20 seconds the bell rings and there's some biscuits.
You know, the worst thing about buffets is every time you go to them, they're empty.
Oh, my God.
That's because Corey came and hogged up all my testosterone before you got there.
Yes, I did.
That's why she's not allowed. That's why she gets charged double. She gets charged double at the buffet.
I drank all of it.
We also have a guest today, who is an oldie but a goodie, apparently. What am I talking about again? Oh, yes, it's Zandy. Hi, Zandy.
Hey.
Hi.
Who is ZQ77, really?
And that's it. You know what? I got to give out the phone number because I always forget, but I'm going to give out the phone number today. Okay. The phone number is, if you want to call and talk to us, it's 347-215-7977. And I really hope that I said that slowly because I feel like I'm in, like, super slow mode right now, but I'm probably in fast forward. I don't know.
Was the Snorks? Was that cartoon with the people living underwater? Because you sound like a snork right now. I'm just saying.
I sound like a snork.
Does anybody else hear that? I mean, I don't know. Is it just me? Is it me? Is there some blah, blah, blah going on?
Bit, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Stop it. You know what?
I just wanted to know. That's all right. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
Come up for air.
Breathe. Breathe, baby.
Breathe.
All right.
Breathe.
Well, it is Thursday again. This is crazy.
I'm going to mute myself.
It is Thursday, man. All day, all morning. I thought it was Friday, so I'm a little bit off today in general. But
today?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Just today?
Yeah. Okay.
Just today? You sure it's just today?
All right. I'll admit it. I'm off most days, but you know what? My off is awesome.
Yes, it is. Damn it.
Yes. I'm on to being off.
You know what? No more links, you.
What?
There are no snorks allowed. You made that girl laugh again. Hello, Joe. What do you know?
I love that show. Okay.
I'm telling you, the snorks was awesome. So, again, Thursday, it's been a ridiculous week. I'm ready for the weekend. I'm freaking tired. It's been a long, long day.
Well, we have lots of juicy things that have happened this week. They're not really juicy, but interesting. The footage from the Kim.com raid was released.
Yes, and that was nuts. Oh, my God.
What happened? Give me a rundown. I missed it.
All right, this morning over on GamePolitics.com, I was actually looking for it, and I couldn't find it this evening. Did they take it down? But anyways,
I put it in our chat if people were paying attention.
Okay, in our chat, if you're there, which is blogtalkradio.com, look us up, Gamer Girls Radio. Corey put a video of the raid on Kim.com's mansion. They went in with no less than several dozen specially trained, battle-ready police officers.
It looked like a scene out of Call of Duty, honestly.
Yes, it was like six vans come storming up the road into the open gates, the white pretty mansion. There are helicopters. There are guns.
They're in full battle gear.
Yeah, Corey even pointed out rocket launchers.
Yeah.
Hey, those inflatable tanks might have been loaded. That's all I got to say.
Wait a minute. Those inflatable tanks didn't come from Kim.com. Those came from the police. They put those out there.
Yeah.
Why does that sound like a Michael Bay production?
It looked like a Michael Bay production.
Wait, you're saying that the police put up the inflatable tanks?
Yes. They did that after the raid to help keep paparazzi and whatnot away, to help try to scare people away. But no kidding. They went in, and you can watch it in the video. They went in with helicopters, drug dogs, all kinds of things. How the hell fast did they think this guy was going to be able to run away? Have they seen him? He's not going to run very fast.
You know what? That's just below the belt. I'm sorry.
Forget that part. Here's what was irking me this morning. This man had children, and his wife was in the house who's pregnant. What would have happened if one of these little, you know, soldiers decided to shoot, or, you know, one of the kids came running out at the wrong time? This was unnecessary. This was overkill. They were acting like he was Scarface, you know, and he had a whole arsenal of guns. He has no history of violence.
With AK-47.
Yes.
In his mansion.
That's called some serious hater raid. That's what that is.
No kidding. The guy ran a file-sharing website. He was not a weapons trader.
One thing I have to say, though. But he had lots of guns there, though. And remember, in some countries other than the United States of America, having lots of guns is considered dangerous. The police are kind of scared of you because you have lots of guns.
This is New Zealand. I don't even think you're allowed to have guns.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I don't even know that, but I bet they aren't. And so so you have to understand, put that in context, why they probably showed up with guns blazing. Well, not blazing, but, you know, they were showing them off.
They could have waited until he went to the grocery store. Really, Ben?
That's true.
They could have waited until they went to the grocery store. They knew his family was in the house. You know, there's small children in the house. It was unnecessary. And again, even if he has guns in the house, it's not like he has a history of violence where they say, you know, Kim.com has killed several people. You know, in addition to having his file-sharing website, we have to take him down. This is, again, for all intents and purposes, a geek like the rest of us. How would you like if somebody come busting up in your house because you stole a few songs off the internet? Well, you got to come and bust in and do a raid. What?
Well.
No idea. This is just crazy. There we go. I was looking for a picture of Kim.com.
Oh, there's. I'm posting a couple of interesting pictures in the web, in the chat.
That's not true.
He kind of looks like Humpty Dumpty from the latest Shrek movie.
That is not nice, Blaster.
Oh, not Shrek. I mean, what
the
was
eyes aren't the same, but the smile's close.
That's pretty close. I'm just saying.
This is true. But still, does he look like he was, you know, sitting there saying hello, say hello to my little friend when they come running through the door. No.
Well,
no, not at all.
He probably took a big cheat in his like extra larges. I would. I mean, seriously, come through with all that kind of heavy metal. Just saying.
I'm still not understanding what was the purpose. Again, they could have waited till he left the house. They could have waited till his family left the house. And if you know, if this was in America right now, there would be all kinds of lawsuits going on. He'd be owning some people. They would not get away with this.
Wait, isn't he getting out, though? He's getting out, isn't he?
Out or not?
He's already out. He's been released on parole.
Out
or not? The judge there pretty much tried to throw it all out.
Yeah. That's what I heard, yeah.
Well, no, remember the judge agreed and said that, well, yes, she did throw it out, but not for those reasons. She said it was ridiculous. You know, there's no point in this.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything. All he did was create the software. He didn't tell people how to use it. So, therefore, he shouldn't be held accountable. Sorry.
Yeah, and the first judge before he stepped down said that America is the enemy here.
Yeah, and I have to agree with him because not in this particular instance, they are. They went after somebody for something they created. That would be like being mad at people at the Ford company for inventing cars if somebody decided to use it to kill somebody with. It's not Ford's fault. All they did was sell.
Hey, people sue gun manufacturers all damn day long in America.
It is stupid. All those cases are stupid. They make no sense. Sorry.
Correct.
There's no point in it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. Well, we'll find out. I mean, it's going to be a while before we find anything out, right? I mean, just because he's out, I mean, the trial's still going on, right? I mean, there's going to be some more.
Yeah, I think they're still trying to extradite him here. And if he comes here, I think he should get an American lawyer and he should sue.
Will they make him pay for two seats on the airplane? I'm just curious.
You know what? Not right.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the main thing, though, is that America has seized, the USA has seized, you can't get into that link, so that sucks. Anyways. America has seized all his assets. He has nothing. The judge before he had to step down was actually going to unfreeze some of his assets. The main thing here in the U.S. is if they bring him over here, they don't want to unfreeze his assets, and they don't want to give him a free lawyer either, like we do our own people, because he's not a U.S. citizen.
Okay, see, that's against basic human rights, though.
It is. But since when were we ever too concerned about basic human rights?
No, don't overgeneralize like that because, oh my God, I'm speaking intelligently.
Okay. Not all of us, but...
Don't overgeneralize, but I'm telling you, there are some people in America that actually do care about human rights. And although there are a bunch of douchebags in office who may not really care, you know, there are some of us that actually do. And if you bring someone over here and you put them on trial without proper representation, it is a violation of their basic human rights. And anyone with a brain would know that. Even prisoners of war, they don't treat as badly as they're treating this dude right here. And all he did was file share.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. This is exactly true.
And I'm done. I'm about to get you now.
He's going to be tried with how many years in prison
for
file share? It was like 100 and something years.
Yeah, like he's a murderer.
For file sharing.
No, for creating the file sharing software.
Okay,
remember,
yes. There we
he
go.
Didn't actually do any of the illegal stuff. He just made it. And it's the same thing with Napster and so on. I always thought the whole Napster thing was a farce in the first place because all they did was make file sharing software. And you want to go after somebody. Here's the comparison. Those of you who are like, well, you know, they're stealing software. A child rapist gets 12 years in prison. What exactly are we punishing here?
Okay, apparently, the difference is, in lawmakers' eyes, I'm sorry, Ginger, go ahead.
Apparently we're punishing him for stealing money from rich.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's going on. The punishment, is for some reason, is always more severe when it has to do with money, and especially if like there's a rich person being hurt by this. That's when it gets really, really serious.
Allegedly.
Otherwise, nobody really cares.
Look, allegedly being hurt because...
Yeah, allegedly. Okay, come on. You're not going to be hurt by sharing a few files. In fact, to be honest, it's probably helping you because you're getting more publicity, which means people are going to want to go get your other shit, too.
Yeah, but how? I mean, by downloading it more or for legitimately going out and, you know, and actually paying for it?
Well, I know people who actually saw software online, and it's more than one person, so don't think I'm just talking about one crazy person, but it's more than one person. They downloaded something online, they pirated it, and then they liked it so much they were like, well, shit, I think I want to pay for this.
That would be me. I'm one of those people.
Yeah, you're one of them, but I also know at least three other off the top of my head that have done that.
I always will, and if I don't want to, you know, if I don't like it, I don't keep it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a trial. If they have a trial, then I'll go ahead and download that, play with it. If I like it, I'll go ahead and buy it. But the thing here is, again, I'm going to point out the fact that they're giving this guy 120 years, whereas we had a man a couple of years ago who raped and murdered a little girl, and he got 12 years. Why?
Pled insanity. I just didn't know what I was doing for, you know, that day and a half that I was doing horrible things.
I think our legal system here has a skewed sense of justice, and maybe we need to arrest a lot of them. Can we do citizens' arrest for these bitches? Just walk in.
I wish we could.
I just want to walk up in the White House and be like, you, and you, come with me. Let's go. You. No, you, right there. You the
that
one
is
hiding.
Awesome. I like that idea. Can I go with you when you do that?
I'm going to get within 10 feet.
Oh, if you're with her, you'll definitely get a chance to sit with her. I mean, you'll be in the next cell next to her, but.
That's fun.
Corey, I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. I'll bust up in there, too, be like, hey, bitches. All y'all ass has been arrested. I'm a little hyper.
When they put us face down on the floor with the handcuffs and be like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm
talking about. That's right. I'm like, wait, this is what we're getting? Hell yeah. Do we get spanked too?
Look, we start moving. They start hitting you lower.
harder. Okay, no, that spot's done. To the right some. Oh, good, right there.
All right.
Use the belt. Oh, yeah.
No, Corey, you're getting the zip tie.
Oh, ooh. That's what I'm talking about. See?
Okay. All right, can we talk about more stupid people?
Yes, bring it.
All right, what about the Cleveland mother who let her 15-year-old child play Xbox for 4 days straight until he got severely dehydrated and collapsed?
Okay, my favorite thing was it was only after he collapsed. Like, she said that she saw him come out of the room and his lips were blue at one point. What the hell, lady?
I know.
Seriously? Okay, that's, like, my favorite part. Like, he actually came out of the room shaking and his lips were blue and he was, like, kind of sweaty. And she didn't think that something was wrong. And it took 3 days of constant gaming and him only eating snack food. How do you know that he's not eating real meals? How do you not know that? You're his fucking mother. Pay more attention to your child.
Because don't you know the Xbox is a suitable substitute for human interaction
for
that long? And it's a suitable substitute for a babysitter. Get your kid out of your hair while you do God knows what not. Probably play on Facebook. On the PC.
She's playing Castleville or something.
But you know, and the deal was, the ending thing that really pissed me off is... talking about the Xbox is gone. Like, it's the Xbox's fault that her kid was allowed to do this, that she allowed her kid to do this. And everybody's going to blame gaming. Everybody's going to blame Call of Duty, which is what he was playing. Why don't we blame the mother? And where the hell is CPS? If anybody else locked their child in a room for 4 days, oh my God, CPS would be all over this.
They should. I don't know why CPS has not been called on this woman.
This is neglect.
It really, really is neglect. It really is. And it's neglect of the worst kind. It's not because she was purposely doing it. It was that she just didn't care enough to, you know.
Here's the one, and this is not an excuse. This is the one time where I would say, you know, look, you screwed up. If she was working... You know, and she's the only parent, and she's like, I had to go to work, and, you know, I didn't know he was in there, and I thought it was fine. But you're in the house.
Yes.
You're saying you
and
saw
you
your
saw
child
And you saw him come out of the room with blue lips. What is going
on? And I'm
going
to ask this one question to any parents out there listening. What the fuck is your child's Xbox doing in his room?
Yes, thank you.
I know you may not want to watch Call of Duty. That is why they have other gadgets. A lot of parents have laptop. You have an iPad. You can sit next to your child, either behind them or, you know, across from them, and watch them play so that you know what's going on. This was not even the worst thing that could have happened to him. What if he was talking to a pedophile and his Xbox is in his room? You don't know this is happening. Somebody could come through his window and take him. You have all kinds of crazy shit that can happen. He has no business being in his room at the age of 15 by himself, playing Xbox, and you blame the Xbox. You are a bad fucking parent, and they should take him away from you.
Yes, thank you.
You know,
I agree.
I have to say the best thing my parents ever did was leave a PC in my room when I was a kid. Giggity, giggity.
Oh, my God. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, a reason
there was
not
no,
to have
there was
a
no
PC
internet
in your child's
room.
Kid.
There was no internet when he was a kid.
There sure was.
No, there wasn't.
I'm not
was
that
AOL
old.
AOL dial-up?
I was the DSL generation, thank you very much.
He was on dial-up. He had to wait for the pictures to load.
My porn came relatively quickly.
He was saying Diablo on dial-up. There you
go.
Well, you know.
Yeah, he was hoarding America Online CDs. That's what he was doing.
Ooh.
You know, the best thing I ever saw done with those is somebody turned them into one of those hippie curtains, like the door curtains.
I plan on doing that.
That was like the most awesome thing I ever saw.
I'm still on this mom. Okay. Because as y'all know, Baby Natrix does not. She has a computer in her room, which she's pouring juice in, by the way. But.
Why?
I don't know. It's a little girl geek thing. I don't know. There was an experiment. I don't know. It went awry and had to do with juice and something else that was liquid. It got poured in the tower, and now the button is stuck into the on position. Either way, she has a new computer. But the thing here, we were saying this morning, with all the technology that we have, why does this mother, even if you wanted to put the Xbox in his room, mine has a code. When I know I'm not going to be in the room with her, you know, and my Xbox is not in her room, you can have it shut off at a certain time. Her internet shuts off promptly at 9 p.m. on any device she's playing with, and I'm not in the room. Or she has to have a code to get back into it. Why are you being a lazy fucking mother? You are that fucking lazy, you can't stop and click a few buttons and make sure that your child is safe. You couldn't check on him. Even if you had made the internet shut off at a certain time, he would have come out of his room because there's nothing to do, and he would have eaten. How could you not see your child for 4 days and not know if he's eating or he's alive? I understand. I don't understand anything. I don't understand it. There's no way. We were saying this morning, I think that was you I was telling Ginger, I had like even a 30-minute time window starting at age 12, even if I left the house. You know how kids go walk to their friend's house? I got to be back home every 30 minutes at some point. And to let my mom know, if I'm leaving to go play at somebody else's house, 30 minutes, come back. Okay, I'm going to be here. And then if I'm at that same house 30 minutes, I need to come home or I need to call. And nowadays, it is so much easier for parents. It's called a cell phone. Know that invention, parents? You know how it has the geotagging? You tell your little person, turn it on. And then you can see where they are at all times, pretty much.
Yes.
There is no excuse for this bullshit of not knowing where your child is in the next room dying.
That your child's privacy. Your child is 15. They deserve a little bit of privacy, but not that much.
There's no fucking privacy.
If you're more concerned with your child's privacy than you are of knowing what's going on with them, and which may hinder their safety, that is a fucking problem.
There ain't no fucking privacy.
You need to rethink. Mm-hmm. You need to rethink your priorities as a parent.
There is communism up in this motherfucker while I'm mom. Sorry, there's
right?
No democracy. I run this mother. No, you do not do what you want to do. You do not lock yourself in your room. I even knew one of my friends, this is way before I had Baby Natrix, her son tried to pull that shit of locking himself in the room and you're invading my privacy. She took his door off the hinges. What you going to do now? Now
that's
look at
smart mom right
now.
There.
Yeah. So, and that's what you should be doing. Some of you are letting the government trick you into thinking that the Xbox is making your kids horrible. Don't let them play. Oh, don't let them get on the internet. It's horrible. No, you know what your problem is? You're a lazy fucking parent is what your problem is. Quit hiding behind the computer. Get up and pay attention to your kids, or make sure they're safe. No.
That takes actual time and parenting. And don't you know they're tired after working and. They have their own things they want to be doing.
So were our parents, and they didn't have cell phones and iPads and cameras where they could watch their kids from work. They didn't have half the shit that we have. So that's bullshit.
I'll just go out on a limb and say, you know, if you're not ready to actually parent your child, don't spread your damn legs.
Shit. Damn it.
Go there.
Oh, my God. She went there with the legs.
You know, it's totally true, though.
Now, I like what Dark is saying. So the sad thing is the parents use the technology the wrong way. They're trying to play, they're playing with their friends more than they are their parents. You're absolutely right. What is going on in the chat room? Do we need to block? What are
no.
you doing?
We're good. I got it under control, girl.
Okay, I didn't know. You know, I didn't want to have to handle it.
You know I got a handle. I don't know what I'm talking about.
And we got our homie from Gamer Focus saying the Xbox just makes our kids fat. Go figure. You know what?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Excuse me. I'm going to cut you.
Let me go ahead and jump in this, by the way, okay? Mm-hmm. You can have a gamer and still be in shape. The problem is when you have gamers who game for 12 to 14 hours a day and eat nothing but junk food the entire time.
So they can pass out on their mama's floor and she can blame the game.
Exactly. That's the problem. You can game. In fact, hell, you can game 6 to 8 hours a day, work out for an hour, eat healthy, you'll be fine.
That's how we will.
You can game all day. If you don't eat anything, you will still starve to death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So really, to be honest with you, it's food's fault. That's what I'm all about.
The Food and Drug Administration?
That's right. I'm suing food.
Somebody had better tell somebody. I don't know. Somebody better tell somebody.
Hey, I've been wanting to tell somebody all day. Did you hear about Steam?
No, what about it?
Oh, God. Here we go.
They're going to start selling non-video games.
Non-video? What do you mean?
They're going to start selling software that isn't video games.
Well, that's...
Explain.
Yeah. So basically, this is from Valve. So the software titles coming to Steam range from creativity to productivity. Many of the launch titles will take advantage of popular Steam's work features, such as easy installation, automatic updating, the ability to save your work to your personal Steam cloud space. More software titles will be added as an ongoing fashion following the September 5th launch. Developers will be welcome to submit software titles via the Steam Greenlight service. So basically they're saying that it sounds like Steam is working its way towards a fully-fledged app store.
That's interesting.
I think that's awesome.
They were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, so not surprised.
Well, the thing that I like about this whole thing is that people are always saying, well, what happens when Steam's not around anymore? What happens to all your games and stuff? The more that Steam diversifies, the more future-proof they become.
You mean so they won't have that epic fail like Zynga's doing this week?
Right. Or, you know, like, oh, look at this. The Apple, you know, Apple Store is, they sell more than games there, right? And, you know, I don't see that going anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, well, I won't go so far as to say that. We know the Windows tablet is going to put a serious dent in Apple.
Yeah. And, you know, and you're saying this is going to make them future-proof. I don't buy that. What happened to Microsoft Store that they had back in the day? You could download Microsoft Windows from it. Digital River.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
no longer around.
Yep.
But they weren't that popular to begin with.
Well, popularity.
Valve is an extremely popular service.
Hey, you know popularity does not guarantee you immunity. Again, let's look at Zynga.
Well, yeah, but we all knew. But here's the thing. Come on. We all knew the Zynga thing was basically a butter in the pan. You knew that was eventually going to melt and steam and catch fire. Come on. We all knew that was going to happen.
Fire.
We all knew that was going to happen. Come on. Who here is surprised by that? Anybody?
We weren't surprised.
Okay. So I would be surprised if that happened to Valve.
No, I think, yeah, no, we totally called it out a while back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We always, but I'm just saying, I think I like this. I mean, I'm a big fan of Steam, a big fan of Valve stuff, and especially if they start, let's say they start selling, you know, Photoshop, and they start giving it the deep discounts they've been giving to other software titles on this service.
I wouldn't look for Photoshop to be on there.
I don't know. They're saying it's going to be possibly a fully fledged app store. I'm pretty sure that stuff like Photoshop and things, and they talk about productivity.
Okay.
It's simply call out productivity tools.
No, see, what the all thing that you also
hey,
what?
Hey,
what?
I just got to kick somebody out of the chat room. Sorry, that was
okay.
fun. Okay.
It was right. That was delicious. Okay, so
we have super strict
here's
rules.
Where, Here's the thing that you probably didn't hear about while you were away, Blaster, is that your boy Gabe Newell opened his mouth and started talking smack to Windows.
Mm-hmm. Did he?
Yes, he did. Saying that, you know, I don't know what the exact quote was, but they're saying they might end up switching to Linux.
Oh, that's not talking smack. That's just saying.
No, that is how I didn't tell you the whole thing that was said. It was something to do with I don't like the fact that they have the tablet and how dare they. Everybody's mad at Windows about their tablet.
Let me see. Here we go.
And that he doesn't like the way their store is set up. It was some weirdness about that. But the thing is, even if they open an app store after they said all this about Windows and they switch to Linux, this is not going to future-proof them. This is probably going to sink them because 90% of the world's population runs Windows.
They're going to keep running Windows. They'll keep supporting. He doesn't say he's not going to.
He made some pretty strong statements, him along with Acer
Here's
this week.
Here's what he said. He said this. He said, we want to make it easy as possible for the 2,500 games on Steam to run on Linux as well. It's a hedging strategy. I think Windows 8 is a catastrophe for everyone in the PC space. I think we'll lose some of the top-tier PC OEMs who will exit the market. I think margins will be destroyed for a bunch of people. If that's true, then it would be good to have alternatives to hedge against that eventuality. That's all he said. He's saying basically that moving to Linux doesn't mean we're abandoning Windows. We're just hedging our bets.
That's not – see, the part where Windows is a catastrophe is what needed not to be said.
I know a lot of people are saying that. He's not the only one.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it a good thing to say. Again, I point out 90% of the world's population uses Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
If you piss off Microsoft, we all know how they are at Microsoft.
At the same time, you know, you're saying that, and a lot of people didn't used to use Apple, but now people are going back to Apple.
But
I'm not saying they won't. I'm not saying they won't, but let me point something else out to you.
Blue Moon and Mars aligns.
even though people are staying on Apple, you still have a lot of Windows apps on Apple. Even they can't escape from Microsoft. Mm-hmm. They're still Word because people are used to having Microsoft Word. They're still used to having their Microsoft Office. So there's Microsoft Office even for Apple. Now, and we all believe that they are at each other's throats, but even when Microsoft opened their store here, there was a lot of Apple people in the store, and I took a picture of one of them. He had me blur his face, if you all remember, and he says, yeah, Microsoft and Apple, we talk, and they're friends, and they hang out. He says, all of us, you know, the entire company, he says, everybody thinks we're at each other's throats all the time, and he's the one who pointed out to me, think about it, if we were at each other's throats, would Apple have a Microsoft Windows? And you've never actually heard Apple say anything negative towards Windows. They steal each other's shit, but you ever actually name me an instance where they've actually been talking bad about each other? Doesn't happen.
That's true.
Whereas that's what I'm saying, Gabe, I'm not saying that, you know, Microsoft is going to come after him or do something horrible to him, but sometimes just keep your mouth shut. He could have put Linux up on, you know, and said, I'm going to do Linux because it's just a, you know, platform that's not getting a whole lot of love. We just want to try it, and maybe you want to throw something up on Apple too.
You know why he dug at them, though? Why did he dig at Windows 8 specifically? Why would he say that?
Honey, the only thing I can see is they're still mad about the tablet.
Oh, it's because Windows 8 is designed primarily for touchscreen, meaning that it's not designed for keyboard and mouse use. That's why he's pissed at it, because that's going to take the 2,500 games that were designed for PC, for Windows and keyboard, for mouse and keyboard use, and make them not useful anymore.
But the iPad already has the same thing, and so it's a couple of their computers too. So what's the difference?
It's more than that. Listen, he's not the only one to say this. Let me just go through the list of people. So Stardock has described the problems as being killer in the OS. Blizzard execs are not thrilled where Windows is feuding. Notch from Minecraft has cautioned that as it stands, Windows 8 can be very bad for indie developers. And then now Gabe Newell's throwing on that. So he's not the only one saying that. I mean, what we're trying to say is PC people who are in the PC gaming world and who are developers of PC games are not happy with Windows 8 because of the design choice to make it mostly support touchscreen interaction.
You know,
That's where it's coming from. It has nothing. He's pissed off because Windows just pissed off a bunch of PC game developers.
And maybe the PC game developers need to change the way they do things. I'm getting bored with shit. Maybe we need some touchscreen.
I do not need any touchscreen. I have touchscreen, and I do not like it. I like my mouse and keyboard. Thank you very much.
But we
especially for gaming, I want my mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to take all of that out. I think when people are thinking, or maybe they got confused, because yes, obviously the Windows tablet is going to be touchscreen, but it has a mouse and a keyboard. They're even announcing that it's coming with it. So this whole, they're going to switch primarily to this, doesn't even make sense.
I have to say this to you. Gabe Newell has not been a person. He's always said, even when Origin, at the prime of the Origin and Valve, you know, problems that were going on where EA was ripping games off of Steam servers, Gabe Newell has always come with the most center neutral statements he could possibly make. If he's upset about Windows 8's direction and is making strong statements like this, there is definitely an issue. It's not just something that's being made up.
You just love defending Gabe. I'm not saying you're making it up. What I'm saying is keep your mouth shut. It's kind of the same situation with Chick-fil-A and the shit that they said. Sometimes keep your fucking mouth shut. You don't have to say shit. You know what, Windows? If you're going to do that, that's fine. I'm just going to do this, and I don't have to say anything about it. It's just good business because you still, again, have a platform that is most of your games are still developed on this platform, period. You can run and say, I'm going to, you know, fuck it, I'm going to Linux. You know, if Windows gets mad and say, you know what, Gabe, well, fuck you. We're not going to make anything for you. We don't care about you anymore. Go ahead and go to Linux. Then what is Gabe going to do? That's why you keep your mouth shut.
No. First off, that's not going to ever happen. There's no way they can make Windows and be like, oh, it's never going to run Steam, right? They can't exclude
they
one.
Oh,
they would never do that. Oh, they would never do that.
They
would never do that.
I think the main thing that I hear people are pissed off about is that they're going to be charged for making apps, games, whatever. Microsoft's going to take a royalty.
But Apple does the same thing.
Yeah.
I know. So Xbox Live does the same thing. So
there's nothing to be arguing about.
We know how many people are just jumping at the chance. How many indie developers are jumping at the chance to jump on Xbox Live?
Well, no, actually they're jumping at the chance to be on Ouya all of a sudden.
Yeah, I saw that. What did it come out to? Oh, $8.6 million in funding.
Is that what they ended at? Ooh, because it ended, what, two nights ago, right?
Yeah. $8,596,475 from 63,400.
16 cents. Don't forget the cents.
they don't say nothing about cents here. So.
I know, I'm just saying that.
And all they were originally aiming for was $900,000. That's a lot of money.
That's amazing. And them I'm concerned about because I need to see a copy of this here console that you all are pulling together.
I need to know whether or not the chick who is the CEO likes girls.
Hey!
Hey!
$8 million? I'll sit in her lap.
Hey!
I'll bend her over my knee.
So she's been a naughty, naughty girl.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey.
No, Ben.
I'm going to need you not to do that.
Oh, that is nuts. That is nuts.
I'm going to need you not to do that.
All right, but just come full circle. I'm just saying that if Gabe Newell said it, okay, then there's obviously a problem.
Because Gabe is God in your world, but not...
I would have the man's children. I've already stated this before. If I had the ovaries for it, I would do it.
You know you're getting face from me, right? You do know this, right?
I felt some sort of evil presence had suddenly stared at me. Like I have Sauron had turned upon me. And now I know why.
All right, so our next one.
you just shut everything down.
Australia's got an idiot.
One idiot?
Wait.
A couple of idiots. Andrew Sipion, the police commissioner for New South Wales, he's the idiot. He was talking about that the youth in his state are becoming violent over video games because they are allowed to kill and rape people. What do you think?
Really?
I know. I play video games. I want to kill and rape some people.
What games are you talking about again?
He was apparently talking about like Grand Theft Auto and games along that line.
I don't remember rape in Grand Theft Auto. I remember you could hire hookers.
Yes.
That's not the same thing as rape.
It's something like you could also kill the hookers or something?
Hey, that bitch tried to cut me. She had it coming. Oh.
Hey, hooker.
The rise of teen knife-related crimes is all on video games.
Yes, because playing video games teaches you how to use knives.
Well, it's amusing because actual studies on it, when you actually look at the numbers, the violence has fallen. So where are these rising numbers? A couple of isolated incidents?
That's because all the people playing video games don't want to go out in the sun because they're going to get burned. They're pasty white skin.
No kidding, right? I have my gamer tan to watch out for. I'm not going out in the sun to shank people. Y'all going to have to come here.
It's too hot to shank people in Texas.
She's like, I'm sorry. I can't leave the house. Could you come here so I can shank you? Thank you.
You better wipe your feet first.
No, this is me going up. I'm going to, just give me your purse. I don't, let's just not do this. Come on, just hand it over. How about here, look, I'll give you a dollar. You just go. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell your friends that I shanked you, okay? Can you make it look like you're a little roughed up? Just
look here, take a picture of this knife and go ahead and post it on Facebook. I'm going back inside this place right here. Yeah, tell them you got robbed. Give me a quarter and tell them you got robbed.
I'm just
happy. You know, it's nuts. Everybody is blaming video games for everything. They're even blaming video games for the Aurora, Colorado massacre.
You know what I thought you were going to say? The Aurora Borealis. I was like, what?
Yeah. It got stuck in my mouth. Aurora, Colorado massacre. yeah. I heard it after I said it.
Isn't Batman, though, directly to blame for that?
Apparently, from what I was reading, the guy's original plan wasn't so much to kill the public watching the movies, but that he thought the actors were going to be there for some kind of premiere showing, I don't know, something, signing, and he wanted to kill them.
He had a simple plan, to kill the bat.
You know what? No.
Well, he was dressed up like the Joker, so...
Did he not know the Joker was dead?
He looks like Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons, I have to say.
Yeah, his bright orange hair and everything.
Yeah, he looked like the Joker. He reminded me of Sideshow Bob.
There's
a special place in hell for guys like that, trust me.
Well, the deal was, he just totally flipped a switch. He was like,
Stop the press. Blizzard is finally admitting...
They were
hacked.
Oh my God! We've been
just now admitting this.
Yes, just now.
Okay.
We have been.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I have a story to tell.
Go ahead.
So I called. I tried to, redo my account because I want to play, right? So I tried to go log in and I can't. And it's really weird because I remember this. I've done this before. I know my password, everything. So I end up calling Blizzard, and I get a really, really, really nice guy on the phone. Really nice guy. He's not bad at all. In fact, he was kind of laughing and joking with me when he found out I was a gamer girl. He was like, oh, that's awesome. And we got talking about the show, blah, 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 whatever. But it turns out when I gave him my email address that was supposed to be connected to my account, apparently someone else had used that exact email address to open up another account. And his exact words were, oh, this was opened by a known scammer. Then why did you let him open the account?
Word.
If you knew that this guy was a scammer, why was he able to use my email address to open an account? Don't you have some sort of system in place, automated system, that goes through and looks for these things? Because he knew it within like a minute. Oh, not even a minute, like 10 seconds of looking at this other account. I'm like, oh, he's a known scammer. Well, if he can recognize it in 10 seconds, why can't you write a fucking program that I can go through your millions upon millions of accounts, I'm exaggerating, and find known scammers? So I had to change my email address and change everything and do all this other crap just to get my account, my original account back, because this other dude created an account using my email address.
Because that would make too much damn sense.
Yeah.
What server are you on?
Actually, on a few. I've got Ice Crown, Blade Fist, Moon Guard.
Oh,
I think those. And I've also got a PvP one, but I can't remember that one.
Come to Valen.
No, I've already got like an 85 Shaman on Ice Crown.
Oh. Why don't you come talk to me before you did that?
Okay, look,
I could have given you tips. I'm a Resto Shaman too. Oh my God.
Are you
listen,
kidding?
Listen here, people.
No, I'm not. I'm a Resto Shaman.
Can anybody hear me? Am I not talking?
Sorry.
Big people are talking about WoW.
I will fucking disembowel you. Okay. This is the funny thing about this. We did this months ago. Ginger and I harassed him and asked for a comment about, the rumors that they've been hacked. Not a word.
Wouldn't even answer an email.
Not a word. Would not respond. Would not. All I got back was, we've received your inquiry. We'll return. We'll get back to you soon. That was it. And that was months ago. And we've all known they've been hacked for a while. We've been telling you all they've been hacked. How many of you have gotten the email? I'm sorry, your account has been compromised. Please click here to enter your information. And then when you look at the email, it says mmo-blizzard5australia2256898@gmail.com. And you're like, what? Does that come from Blizzard?
That's completely legitimate. Okay.
Yeah, I hate that crap. I still get those. And I haven't had a paid account for WoW in months.
How about me for at least four or five years?
Probably a year?
4 or 5 years here, I have not had a
up until about out. 7 months ago. It had been about 4 or 5 years.
I'm about 4 to 5 years.
But they gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Offer or not, the why? How are they getting this information if they weren't hacked? And why would they not answer?
Well, I'll tell you this. The accounts that were hacked were not the accounts that use the BattleNet. There's like an alternate BattleNet authenticator. It's an app you can download. It basically turns your account, puts an RSA tag, or what do you call that? RSA tag on your account. You know what that is?
No, what is that?
Do tell that.
It's like a VPN. So whenever, like, a lot of businesses use VPNs. So if you go to connect to the network from external, not only do you have to put in the password, but there's this little token that is synced with the server, and it keeps every 1 minute, it comes up with a new set of 6 digits, random numbers, and you have to punch those in within a minute, within the time frame. And if you don't do that, then you can't connect. So Blizzard has an authenticator just like that. It gives you random 6 digits or 8 digits. I don't forget how many numbers it is. So you put your ID and password and you hit log in, then it prompts you for this number, and you have to open the application up, and it's synced with their servers. And so every minute it gives you a new set of numbers, and you have to punch those numbers in.
Okay.
So I guarantee you that those accounts, if any accounts got hacked, then weren't the ones that have that.
Regardless, they should have admitted.
That's not true. I've had friends that have the authenticator.
No way.
And were hacked. Yes way.
No way.
Yes
no way.
Yes way. Totally.
I don't believe
and
it.
Yeah.
They lied.
Being in my guild and everything's empty.
Snow, get the Jell-O. Snow, get the Jell-O.
I'm telling you.
I prefer great Jell-O.
Numbers, if you
throw
want.
It on them. Throw
they
it on
have
them.
A rant. Well, they don't have a random list. They have a set list, a set code.
No.
They're not random. They're not randomly generated for each one every time.
They have to be. That's the whole definition of VPN.
No, think about it. The little keychain ones aren't connected to the internet at all. How would those be randomly generated and sync up with the internet at the same time if they are not?
Well, they're using the same algorithm. There's an algorithm.
Well, speaking as a person who loves algorithms, you cannot do a randomly generated algorithm for the internet without them being connected.
Right. Okay. It's not random, but there's an algorithm. You start off with.
But if it is, then it can be solved, and people can find it.
Yeah, those things are damn hard to solve.
Not really.
Well, somebody's done it.
They
not
are
really. No, they're not. Once you figure out what it is, then you know how it generates, and it cannot generate if it's not connected to anything and it can't update. It's only going to generate a finite amount of things, unless it's a mutating algorithm, which I'm pretty sure Blizzard did not put on a keychain.
It's 6 digits. There's I don't know how many combinations that is of numbers.
Finite if it's not connected to their server. Finite.
It
can only
trust
do
me.
So much.
Trust me. 6 digits.
You know what? You can go. Trust me. You with your Gabe Newell. And
you know what? I'm going to look this up.
Me. No. No, no.
Look it up.
All I know
how
is
many
I'll put it to you this way, Blaster. If that was the case, people would not be hacked.
6 digits.
I'm telling you the people that are hacked. I'm telling you the people that are hacked are the people who aren't using that authenticator. That's what I'm telling you.
Uh-huh. You know this for a fact because you worked at Blizzard when?
I'm just telling you.
60,480.
Thank you. Fine.
There's more combinations than that.
Oh, wait.
That is not it.
No.
Your math
zero is
wrong.
Allowed. If, all right, my bad. You're right. If zero is allowed, 136,080.
That's still a finite number.
That's a lot to consider that you have a 1 minute time window.
And
to
no,
pick.
No, that's
again,
not a lot.
If you have a computer, if you have a computer that's running those, that is constantly running those, trying to log in, it's going to happen eventually.
Here.
And it's going to happen a whole hell of a lot quicker than if you were just sitting there typing the numbers in one by one.
True.
I think it is extremely hard to do, and they would not be going after those accounts. They'd be going after accounts that don't have the RSA tags. It just makes better sense.
Well, no, because think about something, Lester. I haven't played in years, okay? Why would they want my account? Wouldn't they want somebody just being?
No, not everybody. It's not mandatory.
Wait now. No. Listen to the knowledge I'm about to impart to you, sir.
Give me the knowledge.
If I was a hacker and I'm trying to go after an account, I'm going to go after the one that has the most stuff on it so that I can get it to sell. Why would I go after an account like mine that's been dormant? I have nothing.
They went after Snow's account.
She has shit on her character. That's
a long time ago. They keep your, no matter when you stop playing the game, your stuff is there when you come back.
But that's still worth some money. Her account is still worth money. Mine has nothing. Literally, I think I got to level 3.
Trust me. If they can hack it and they can activate it, it would still be worth money.
Activate it for what?
Because what happens, what I'm saying is that if you activate an old account right now, and through their Blizzard has this offer they're doing, if you activate an old account, you get an automatic upgrade to a level 80 character.
That doesn't get all the stuff.
Plus you get level 80 gear, plus all the stuff you had when you quit playing the game comes back to you
in
the mail.
Which was nothing at level 3. Do you see what I'm saying? If I had a dormant account and I was sitting at a level 80, yes. But they have hacked people. You keep saying, well, they wouldn't have hacked this person if they had this. If they couldn't, or even if they could, you said it would be too much work. If I'm a hacker and I'm looking for money, I'm going after the person who has been playing. Maybe they quit last month. That's the person's account I want. They've got shit. Even if they're not level 80, they're close to it. They've got a ton of shit to sell.
Last month doesn't mean they're using the RSA tokens. It doesn't mean they're using them. It's not mandatory. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Even more so, if you have an account that
don't have that. Here's what I'm saying. If you can manage to hack the password, okay, if you don't get an RSA prompt, then you immediately go into the character select screen and you get access to that character and all the stuff. If you get the prompt and you know that account has an RSA tag on it, then you have to sit there now and hack the RSA tag on top of that. Why would you try to hack both things when all you have to do is hack the password on an account that doesn't have an RSA
tag?
Because
the one thing we're not factoring into this is they also have to have the emails. How did they get the list of emails for everybody playing?
Oh, I'm sure they hacked the server and got that. I'm sure they got that.
So are the passwords and whatnot also secure on that same server?
Nope, because what we're looking at is that they didn't get any financial evidence, billing addresses, and no real names, but they said they did get a list of emails for globalbattle.net users outside of China, for players on North America servers, which generally includes players from North America, Latin America, Australia, New Zealand, and South Asia. The answer to the personal security question and information relating to mobile and dial-in authenticators were also accessed. So, no, but it was not safe. They're saying this is not supposed to be enough for you to gain access to Battle.net accounts, but the point being is they're still sending out emails. If they can get somebody, you know, that's not paying attention that clicks on it and says, oh, because right now they're saying change your password, and they've not actually sent out an email. They haven't made any official announcement to all press. This just happens to be something I stumbled across, and I don't even know if it's on their site. Somebody check and see if they actually have it up. Battle.net. Do they have it up? You know, we've been compromised. Please change your password.
I'm checking.
Here. This is,
yeah, I don't see anything.
They said, was the physical authenticator compromised? This is from the FAQ. They said, we believe the integrity of the physical authenticators remains intact.
We believe.
Leave.
Well, they can't. Okay, so if you were just hacked, the best.
You know,
If you were just hacked, the worst thing you could possibly do is say, I know for a fact no information was taken. They have to say, we believe this didn't happen, we believe this didn't happen, we believe this didn't happen. Otherwise, they open themselves up for all kinds of lawsuits should, you know, what they said not be true later on.
They have to say
we believe. They can't say we know for
certain. No, what you're missing is you're saying we believe is in, yeah, we don't know for certain. That's exactly right. What we're pointing at. You're looking at it from the other side. We're saying, no, they don't know for certain. We only believe. It might be. We're not sure.
I'm pretty sure they know pretty much what was taken, but they're saying it this way to be cautious about it.
No, they're saying it their way to be diplomatic. We have politicians in this country that do the same bullshit every day. They're very careful about what they say because they don't want to come out and tell you, yeah, you know what, your shit is not safe.
Sure, anything eventually, given enough time, enough resources, can be hacked. I'm just saying that why go for the hard fruit? Why not go for the easy, soft fruit?
Some data was illegally accessed, including a list of email addresses for global.net users outside of China for players on North American servers, the answer to the personal security question and information relating to mobile and dial-in authenticators were also accessed. Based on what we currently know, this information alone is not enough for anyone to gain access to battle.net accounts.
Right.
But if you already have the list of email addresses and you just got their mobile and dial-in authenticators, then, oh, yes, and personal security question, yes, you do have enough information to get into
the account. They still need the actual password. Well, I guess if they have the email addresses, yeah, they probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got your email. They can just say, I need to reset my password. But they have to guess your email password, too, though, wouldn't they? That's two passwords they'd have to guess. Well, one password.
Well, hell, if it's, you know, Yahoo, which a lot of people use. Yahoo was recently hacked.
How about Welcome One? Welcome One, a lot of people use that as a password. I don't know.
This is nuts. This is just nuts.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you this. Point being, just change your passwords anyways. It's the best thing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, I mean, even on rumor that it's been hacked, change your passwords. It's just safe.
Right.
It's a smart thing to do, kiddos. All right, so we only got a couple minutes left, right?
Yeah, we got a few minutes left, and Snow's saying all she's hearing is...
Yay.
That's just how we argue, Snow.
She can't hear you anyway.
We argue in 8-bit. Beep, 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 beep.
That gives me an idea. Oh, she's talking about what? All right. We got some good stuff coming up in the morning. Of course, make sure you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey early morning. I will be talking more about Blizzard's hacks. Are you ready, by the way, Blaster?
For what? For Blizzard?
No.
Being hacked? Am
no,
I ready?
The music, boy.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, there'll be some music. Just keep talking.
Oh, good Lord. What are we going to do with him?
Don't worry about it. Everything. Anything you can imagine.
Okay. And by the way, as we told you, my AMC game is back up. If you are not playing with us, you should come play with me. I don't know about these other two busters, but I'm about to play me some Walking Dead here. Shane is calling to me. We're hiding behind the car now. Yep, we're hiding behind the car now, waiting to kill zombies.
If any of you happen to play Minecraft and play on a nice...
No, kill Ginger.
PvP survival server.
Kill Ginger,
let her
play.
Let me know which one, and I'll come play. I want to come play. I want a group to play with. Let me play! Nobody wants to let me play.
Minecraft!
I want to play.
Crank it up, Blaster. Time to go. Then I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band. My check, 1, 2, then I'm down in the club with a Playboy dust. Then they all get loose out the bottle. We all get fit in against tomorrow. Gotta break rules, cause that's the motto. Club shut down 100 supermodels. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, I took your home and be a the night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, some way, gotta raise the roof. All black shades when the sun come through. Uh-oh, it's on like everything goes. Round life, baby, to the freak, it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, the fucking high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life's on my hummus, then we hit fame. We easy with the deal, we get insane.
rocks and I'm on the prowl.
I knew you are, but what am I?